It's a good question. I was actually on a podcast this week, and I don't talk about this too much in schools, but when I really explored Frisbee, the reason that I got really good at Frisbee was my mom passed away in 2001, and so grieving her was the way that I got really good at Frisbee, because I just spent a ton of time throwing by myself, which is what's required with a lot of sports or piano or whatever, practicing by yourself and that deliberate practice. So that's really what got me to get really good at it, but ultimately, what I love about Frisbee, what most people love about Frisbee, is that you can make it actually fly. So there's nothing more pure to me than letting go of a Frisbee and just watching it fly through the air.
And you have 6 Guinness World Records and a number of other titles. So you must have put in a lot of work and a lot of effort to achieve these different milestones.
Yeah, it's the 10,000 hours by Malcolm Gladwell talks a lot about it. So that's really what I prescribe to. And maybe it's 9,000 hours, maybe it's 13,000 hours. But the point is, it takes a lot of practice and dedication to your craft. I live in Calgary, and there's a lot of people that do a lot of different things, whether it's rock climbing, hiking, swimming, fishing, whatever. People are doing a lot of different stuff, and I'd rather be amazing at one thing. And once I accepted that, then it was kind of easy to say, okay, like, I guess my thing is Frisbee, and I'd rather be known for Frisbee than just be somebody who enjoys a bunch of different stuff. But there's a lot of people that would rather do the opposite, and that's cool too. So a lot of it is just finding your thing, figuring kind of how you want to live and what's important to you.
And you've been at a couple schools in Vermilion earlier this week, and you're going to be at a school here in Lloydminster. Yep. So is it easy for a lot of kids to connect to you because you do Frisbee?
Yeah, so every single kid has never seen what I do. None of the parents have seen what I do. None of the teachers or anything like that. So I know when I go into a school, it's going to be the first time that they've ever seen that. And at first, they're like, in their mind, they have this idea of what Frisbee is or what they've seen, playing catch, whatever. And then as I start doing my demo, their minds are just totally blown. They ask if I'm a magician or a wizard. And it's not necessarily me, it's just the Frisbee. It's just I'm showing them what is possible with the Frisbee and really trying to get them to know that there is a lot more that they could do. And hopefully that translates into other areas of their life as well. Like, don't limit yourself just by what you know or what you've been taught. Like, go explore and discover.
And so what kind of messages do you bring to kids, and how does Frisbee help you with those messages?
Oh, that's a good question. So Frisbee is the vehicle. If they don't like Frisbee, that's fine. I know that most kids already have their thing that they like to do. But I do know that by the time I'm done, pretty much every kid is going to think that Frisbee's cool. And that's the goal. But the main messages are physical literacy. So this idea of don't do one sport all the time. You have a lot of kids that are doing hockey mm-hmm. in the summertime, thinking that that'll help them become a better hockey player. But then they may quit playing hockey when they're 14. So it's important to try different sports, try different things. Even if you don't like a sport, still move your body. You know, professional video gamers still have to work out and get healthy and get strong and move their body that way. So that's one of the messages. Resiliency is another one. So resiliency is a big buzzword. Everyone's like, you have to be more resilient. But what does that actually mean? And the way that I take it is, don't be afraid to try and don't be afraid to fail. And so I show them a trick shot in the basketball net where I actually fail multiple times. Sometimes I make it on the first try, which kind of goes against my point. I don't really get to teach them anything. But most likely it's 4 to 5 misses. And then that gets them excited, being like, you know, look at this Guinness World Record holder. He's not making it. This is pretty cool. That, wow, maybe we should try something. And if we fail, that's okay. Kindness is another one. So too often we talk about anti-bullying, which actually increases bullying. So whatever we focus on will happen. And it's something that, you know, as an adult, applies to what I do too. The more that we talk about something we don't like, the more energy we give to it. So I have a lot of friends in California, and you can imagine they don't like the president, so they always talk against him mm-hmm. instead of talking about what they like or who they're for or what they're for. And so it's really trying to encourage people, be kind to people. That will reduce bullying. Focus on catching the Frisbee instead of not dropping the Frisbee. Just simple little switches like that, I think, have a big impact. And then the last part is trying to get away from screens. So technology is not bad. I mean, technology is making this interview possible. But it's if we're spending 6-7 hours a day watching a TV show or watching YouTube, maybe there's a better use of our time. And so just trying to set better limits, whether it's in the bedroom, at the dinner table, or before bed. Just trying to challenge kids to do that. Challenge them to challenge their parents. Because a lot of times kids will model what the parents are doing. Mm-hmm. And so how can we try to interrupt that and then try to get them to say, okay, maybe this is not something we should be doing while we're having dinner. Let's actually talk to each other.
And so what's the reaction from a lot of kids after you talk to them and show them a few things with Frisbee?
Yeah, so the biggest thing is, so usually each class has a box of toys. And when I'm done, the next day they grab the Frisbees from that box and go out and throw Frisbees around the playground and just try and do different things. One of the things that I love the most is self-caught flight. So I throw the Frisbee, catch my own throw. Can't really demonstrate in the gym as much, and I don't do a presentation with the video anymore. And so a lot of kids will watch my videos on YouTube, see that it's possible, go outside and try and do that. So a lot of it is trying to encourage them to start a Frisbee club. You know, there's too many people that focus on getting the hockey player to play Frisbee or the volleyball player to play basketball. But I'm more interested, not that I'm not interested in those kids, but I'm more interested in the kids that are not doing something currently, because there's an opportunity for them to do something. Because I think there's way more people not playing a sport or not doing an activity than are. And if we can inspire them to move and try something different. And disc golf is a big thing. So Bud Miller Park in Lloydminster, the Vermilion Provincial Park, free disc golf courses. So you just show up with a disc and play. Golf costs a lot of money. And so that's one of the benefits that disc golf has. It's totally free to play.
And so have you seen the sport grow now that you've been out and about talking to more people about it?
Yes and no. So it's hard to track the growth of the places I've been, because, you know, it's not really doing a survey or anything like that. But one thing that I'm trying to do is not just go to a school, teach, and then leave. I really want to try and connect them, like I said, with either Frisbee Club, the local organization, the local facilities, the rec departments, to try and really have something bigger. Because if they just see the sport that's cool, but their friends aren't doing it, they're not going to do it. Or if they have one friend, but then there's no adult, they're not really going to do it. So it's trying to build that foundation where there's a teacher involved, there's a parent involved, and then they can start doing it together. Even if it's just for fun in their backyard, that's a start. But globally it is. So Finland is really good for hockey.
Mm-hmm.
Finland has more disc golfers than hockey players.
Oh, really?
And a lot of people don't know that. And it's kind of mind-blowing when you think about it. They have about 250,000 people playing disc golf and a population of about 6 million people.
Wow.
And so they have more people playing disc golf than Canada does, and our population is
wow.
a lot more. So it's looking at those places, like, what have they done that's worked?
Mm-hmm.
There's estimates that disc golf will have more disc golf courses than golf courses in the next 10 years. It's much cheaper to get into. You just need a disc, or, you know, have a couple discs. Courses are free to play. You don't need to water the courses like you do in golf. So a lot of inherent advantages there. We're also trying to get Ultimate Frisbee in the 2028 Los Angeles Olympics. And then there's also a sport called freestyle. So earlier I was spinning this trick disc on my finger. And so freestyle is kind of like figure skating. Mm-hmm. And we just had freestyle at the World Urban Games alongside other Olympic sports, which is pretty cool. So we're getting it shown on a bigger stage and showing people how Frisbee could be played, what venues it could be played in. And again, trying to get that interruption. So if people are scrolling on Instagram, they see Frisbee, which is cool, but then they see 10 other things that are cool, and none of it really sticks. But mm-hmm. if it's at an event, they're there watching, they're like, wow, this thing, you know, there's basketball, there's BMX, there's parkour, and then there's Frisbee. This is really cool. This is something that I haven't seen before, I didn't know was possible. And that's really the goal, is to show people it's possible, provide opportunities, and have events, and have tournaments and other ways that people can actually get involved. So it's not just, here's a cool thing, it's here's a cool thing, go try it with these people, go to this event, here's a disc golf course.
If somebody wants to get in touch with you, get more details, or maybe bring you into their school, how can they do that?
Yeah, for sure. So it's frisbeerob.com. Just go to Google, search Frisbee Rob, and everything will pop up. And I will mention, so I was in Vermilion Monday, Tuesday, and the Vermilion and Area Crisis Line actually supported having me in. So it's not often that that happens. And so it's cool when the community can get involved, because then it's more than just the school saying, let's bring this guy in. It's the community saying, this is something of value. Let's have this conversation about different things. And you know, with Bell Let's Talk a couple of days ago,
mm-hmm.
it's at the forefront of a lot of people's minds too. But it's kind of ironic, because a huge thing that's causing a lot of disconnection is social media. And so we're spending a lot of time on social media to share about that. But really, it's if we can just get away and go spend time with people, that's going to have a big impact on our lives.
And do you have a favorite trick that you get to do?
The one that gets the most reaction is skipping the Frisbee off the floor, for sure. And I was at St. Jerome's school on Tuesday. And when I did the demo, I don't normally try to make it during the demo, but I almost skipped it in the basketball net. So it bounced off the backboard and bounced off the rim. Usually I try to make the trick shot later on when I'm actually talking about resiliency. not during the demo, but it's happened a few times where it's gone in the net during the demo. But that was really fun. And because when it does something they're not expecting. Usually they see a frisbee fly, and so when I throw it at the ground and then it changes direction, that to them is something not expected. And so it's the biggest reaction for sure. So that's a lot of fun.